Ang podcast na to ay atin sa inyo ng Podcast Network Asia at Podmetrics. Maraming salamat sa banyo ko dahil nagkaroon ng echo ang boses ko.
The views and opinions of the hosts and the guests do not matter. Any similarities to actual persons and events, we are sorry. So don't take this show seriously. Ang tamaan, guilty.
I'm Cesar Castig.
And I'm Jazz Kidding.
And welcome to News Kupo. Para sa ating headlines, pinatakte si Pangulong Duterte ng Batikos nang hindi ito nagparamdam habang kasagsagan ng bagyong si Rolly. Sinubukan namin kausapin si Pangulong Duterte pero nagpapahinga raw ito dahil Linggo ngayon.
Bang!
O nga naman, Linggo. Pakinggan naman natin ang opinion ni Professor Joe Malabo sa kanyang segment na In My Opinion.
Thank you. I'm Professor Joe Malabo from Al Grange University. In my opinion, with the current situation in Catanduane and other storm-affected areas, the government has somewhat mediocre response with regard to food and health care aid. We hear this on the news and they just had a meeting when the storm first hit the country. Everybody's looking for the president, and we think maybe we had been ghosted. It is the best interest of our president to show support with his people and also need the aid. Please don't go try ghosting us, not in November, not in December, and especially not in this time. Aru! That's all for today. Once again, I'm Professor Joe Malabo, and that's my opinion. Back to you guys.
Isang doktor sa India ang nascam nang bumili ito ng isang lampara na nagkakahalagang $93,000 or 4.5 million pesos. Binili raw ito ng naturang doktor dahil napaniwala siya na magdadala ito ng kayamanan at swerte. May 4.5 million kang pera, hindi pa ba kayamanan yun?
Bang!
Tao talaga. Siya, kakanta na lang kita. Kaibigang lampara, kaibigang lampara, naubos ang aking mga pera. Aking natarama, ikay paasa lang, isa kang scam, kalokang lampara.
Ayon sa survey, tumaas ang bilang ng mga lalaking masipag at masunurin sa ilang mga asawa at girlfriend ngayong Linggo. Hindi malaman ng mga eksperto kung ano ang dahilan ng pagtaas ng bilang na ito. Samantala, in other news, linabas na rin ngayong Linggo ang bagong-bagong PlayStation 5. What a coincidence! Ano naman kaya ang sinusurvey ng ating field reporter na si Rex Clamo?
Cesar, kamakailan lamang ay niragasa ang Pilipinas ng isang super typhoon. Pero ang mas napansin ng mga Pilipino ay ang kawalan ng presidente. Okay lang bang wala siya nung bagyo? Itanong natin ang reaksyon natin mga kababayan tungkol dito.
At tingin ko hindi kasi una-una binabalita na siya before days pa lang dumating yung bagyo.
Okay lang ba yun na wala nag-briefing?
So, binabalita naman po yun, siguro naman po, karamihan po sa mga tao ngayon, may knowledge po about sa social media.
Sa social media meron, sa bagyo wala.
Bang!
Okay lang naman po kasi matanda naman po kasi siya, bawalan po kasi siyang lumabas. Saka hindi naman po siya basa-basa lalabas kasi may bagyo po eh.
Oh, matanda na siya.
Nakakalungkot po kasi dapat nagpapakita po siya dahil kailangan po siya ng mga tao. Ganun po. Kailangan po yung tulong niya po. Ganun.
Mo, ganun. So, yes po. Para sa'yo, hindi tama yung parang hindi sila nagparamdam.
Yes po, opo. Ganun po.
Uso raw ghosting ngayon. Ano ba yung ghosting?
November 1, sir.
Honestly, no, hindi maganda na nawala siya sa scene. Of course, unang una, alam naman natin, as a president, they should be always visible, lalo na sa panahon ng sakuna. And yun nga, yung pagkawala ni President is, of course, mag-i-impact sa maraming Pilipino.
Oh.
Hopefully, President is focusing on something more important kung sakali man na wala talaga siya sa scene.
Okay.
Sige, Seth, mag-focus ka na sa ano, sa kotse mo. More important
linis,
yan.
Linis.
Ayan, narinig naman natin ang mga sagot ng ating mga kababayan. Ano? Marahil marami sa kanila ang disappointed. Gaya ng disappointment na nararamdaman nila tuwing nakakapanood ng Filipino action movies. Ayaw natin nakikita ang pulis tuwing natatapos na lahat ang kaganapan. Ganon din ang presidente tuwing may super typhoon. Para sa news ko po, ito po si Rex Clavo. Back to you guys.
Sa showbiz, aktres na si Angela Locsin nagbigay ng cash aid sa mga biktima ng Typhoon Rolly. Oh, baka naman mali pandinig nyo ha. Typhoon Rolly. Rolly. Hindi mga nagra-rally. Baka naman ma-red tag na naman si Angela Locsin.
Balitang sports naman! Walang sports news ngayon dahil mas exciting panoorin ang naging labanan sa US election. Daigpang basketball, dikdikan ang laban, close game. At tulad sa basketball, gustong magprotesta ni Donald Trump dahil luto raw ang laban. Hay, kahit saan talaga ang politika, it's getting on my nerve. Pero bago tayo magprotesta, tignan muna natin kung anong niluluto ng ating Japanese chef na si Chef Akugago. Chef?
Magandang araw po sa inyo lahat. Ako si Chef Akugago. Ngayon, magluluto tayo ng Nikujaga. Nikujaga ay sobrang sikat na ulam sa Japan. Parang Japanese adobo. Let's cooking! Ang pagkakailangan, patatas, carrots, sibuyas, baboy, pwede din baka, at saka mantika, at mentsuyu. Ang mentsuyu, sauce sa tempura, at saka sauce sa udon, soba, pare-pare po. Una, hiwain ang gulat. Igis ang patatas. Tapos, lagyan ng karne. Lagyan ng ibang gulat. Tapos, lagyan ng tubig. Tapos, kumukuro na, lagyan ng mentsuyu. Tapos, takpan. At, hintay na lang. 15 minutes to 20 minutes. Hintay na lang. Hintay na lang.
Chef! 30 minutes na! 30 minutes na! Kanina pa tapos yung 20 minutes mo!
30 minutes na?
Oo!
Sunog na!
Baka ano?
Sunog na!
Sunog na! Sayang!
Bakit hindi nyo ko gising?
Kasi Chef, Sunday ngayon eh. Di ba day off mo?
Sa bawat.
Tapos, kahit wala ka naman kanina, maluluto pa rin yun eh. Hayaan na
muna natin sila. Sabaw ko.
Yun lang.
Sige, talagimos! Matutulog na ako.
Hanggang dito na lang. Ako si Chef Akugago. Let's cooking!
Thank you, Chef Akugago. We have naman our international worldwide world overseas correspondent, Fellingera, for the international news.
Hi, I'm Fellingera, your international overseas worldwide world correspondent, and I'm here live in the victory party of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Yay! After 6 days of no sleep, waiting for the result of the election, the season finale of United States of America is here. I'm so happy. Yeah, I'm so full of energy. I just didn't sleep, that's why it doesn't show. After almost a week of counting the votes, finally, America has chosen their 46th president, Joe Biden. Trump, on the other hand, was on his golf course when the TV networks announced Biden's victory, but has shown no indication that he intends to concede.
Oh, nice. Good shot.
And is claiming that there was a widespread voting irregularities and that he will file lawsuits. The bottom line is, he can't accept the fact that he lost. And he tweeted, "I won this election by a lot." Obviously, Trump likes to use Twitter a lot, and I actually admire his imagination and reasoning skills. He reminds me of someone from the Philippines. And since he likes to use his Twitter a lot, I think he needs to take his own advice. Let's take a look back on his tweet from 2014. What separates the winners from losers is how a person reacts to each new twist of fate. And that is the reason why the hashtag TrumpMeltdown trended on Twitter. Congratulations to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris for winning the election. I'm so happy for you guys, really. Live here in United States of America, this is your international overseas worldwide world correspondent, Feling Era. Back to the studio.
Thank you, Feling Era. We have now with us our resource person. Please welcome back Marie Antoinette C. Calieja Law, paralegal, law student.
Good evening, everyone. I am Marie Antoinette C., a paralegal at Calieja Law Office.
Welcome back, Maria. Maraming salamat at kasama namin kayo ulit. So, mainit na balita ngayon ang election sa Amerika. Ngayon, alam natin na iba ang kanilang sistema ng gobyerno, pati na rin ang kanilang eleksyon. And in this topic, naririnig natin ang term na Electoral College System. So, ano nga ba ang Electoral College System? And please explain na rin para sa mga viewers natin how a presidential candidate can win what we call the popular vote but lose the election.
When people cast their vote, they are actually voting for a group of people called the electors. The number of electors each state gets is equal to its total number of senators and representatives in the Congress. There is a total of 538 electors forming the Electoral College, and each elector casts one vote following the general elections. The candidate who gets 270 votes or more wins the election. Let us now look at the illustration as provided by AP Reports to understand this concept better. As you can see in the illustration on the screen, through the Electoral College system, if the purple votes are distributed so that purple wins by slim margins in enough states, while orange wins in more heavily orange states, purple wins with 12 out of 20 votes. Thus, this explains how a presidential candidate can win the popular vote but still lose the election.
Salamat, Marie, at napaliwanag mo sa amin ang eleksyon sa Amerika. Akala ko tuloy sa ano mga karamihang Pinoy, konti lang ang botante sa Amerika kasi 230 lang yung kay Biden saka 213 kay Trump. Yon. Maraming salamat ha at kita-kits ulit, Marie. And that's it for tonight. But before we end, we leave you with this message from attorney Howie Calieja to be delivered by Howie's angel, Maria.
Kapag bagyo, walang pasok, kaya masarap matulog. Diba, Mr. President?
Thank you, Maria. Again, I'm Cesar Castic.
And I'm Jazz Kidding.
Good night. That's it for tonight. But before we leave,
Nani? Do it!
Sa showbiz. Maingay sila ba?
No! God, please, no! No! Nagparamdam habang kasagsagan ng bagyong si Rolly. Si Bruno...
Check, 1, 2, 3. And I'm Jazz Kidding.
And that's it for tonight.